How was the work in the rain?
Work in the rain was pretty good. You know, it's interesting. I mentioned the guys last year when we were getting ready for the Jacksonville game. We practiced three straight days in bad weather. It rained three straight days, and it was to our benefit. You know, we played in a game where there was a huge deluge. We didn't turn the ball over. So, you know, this is all part of the game. You practice in the elements. You play in the elements. And I thought we handled it pretty well. I got a little chippy today, which was, you know, it's good and bad. I mean, you want to see guys fighting and competing at the same time, wanting to be smart and take care of their teammates.
But you guys made the most of the situation.
These you have to. I mean, it's just the way it is. There's nothing we can do about it. These reps are valuable because, again, you're going to play in these elements at some point in the time during the season. So that's one of the things that we did was, you know, we tried to keep the practice as normal as possible and go through these reps that we needed to take. Well, we'll see him tomorrow, you know, and that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, we tried to make a deal. Unfortunately, they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want it. And so now we're back with Jeff. We'll see him tomorrow. Marty and I'll sit down and we'll visit and we'll go from there.
Ron, when you talk about what it means, a lot of fans out here today braving the elements. That kind of says a lot about the passion these people have. Right?
It does, and it was pretty exciting, you know, to have them out here. You know, the unfortunate thing is because of the way our practice schedule was set, we were on the far field away from them, so we didn't get a chance to really interact with them like we have in the last few days. But we really do appreciate them coming out and show their support, and, I mean, especially in the rain. I mean, in this type of weather, it's kind of neat to have a big crowd of people.
Ron, is the first thing you have to determine with Ota is kind of just his physical condition?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, Marty and I are going to sit down and talk with him, and then I guess the next step from that will be his physical, so we'll have the doctors take a look at him. But, you know, the biggest thing right now is that he is headed back, and Marty and I will visit with him tomorrow.
How have the other tackles played for the first
few? Well, I thought what our four tackles have done for us, our four primary ones, has been excellent. I'm very happy and excited about what they're doing. And I do most certainly look forward to you know, to our guys getting back on the practice field tomorrow afternoon.
Byron has kind of answered the call.
Byron has done a great job answering the call. I think, you know, again, with Jordan, you know, as our left tackle, Byron is our right tackle right now. I think Gary Williams and Bruce Campbell give us a very good group of guys, so I'm really excited about that.
Seems like despite the rain, lots of guys were having quite a bit of fun out there, it seemed like, goofing off and stuff like that. I mean, you don't necessarily see a lot of goofing off.
No, you want to see energy. You want to see energy, and that's one huge thing is because, you know, if they have energy, if they are enjoying themselves, having fun, they're competing. And that's the other thing that they've done out there as well, is they've competed against one another. They've had great tempos. I'm really excited about those tempos that we've had and we've practiced with. And, you know, it's a big part of us developing as a football team.
These guys get a day and a half now. What did you say?
No, they get a day. They got 24 hours. We'll be back in tomorrow. We got meetings at 2 o'clock. And then we'll have our evening practice like normal.
Ron, did you develop like a takeaway mindset developing?
Very much so, and that's a big part of what we've got to do. We'll continue to work on that, improve on that. We will do that every opportunity we get. What we see and kind of the positive that comes from working on takeaways, obviously, is getting the ball back. But it also forces your offensive guys to keep in mind that they've got to protect the ball. The one thing I have told those guys, even though I blow the whistle, I've told the offensive guys, the defensive guys are allowed to come over and try and punch it out at any time. So we most certainly are going to get to this. It's the mentality that we had when Sean and I were in Philadelphia. It's the mentality that Steve Wilkes and I had when we were in Chicago. And we had it in San Diego, and we're going to continue that.
So when Smitty punched the ball out from Charles, that was a good strip?
Absolutely, without a doubt. That's exactly what we want.
Jared Green caught a really nice pass last night. Can you talk about what you've seen from him?
You know what we've seen is we've seen the vertical speed. And, you know, the neat thing about this, Tom, we were talking about this earlier, Marty and I, and Chud, is that we've seen improvement from the first day he got here with the rookie camp all the way through to now. And that's what we're looking for from our young players, is that they show that they can grow and become effective players for us. And not necessarily just him, but what we have seen from Jared is the improvement. He's gotten better and better. He's making the effort. He's making the commitment to try and be a part of this team as we go forward. And as I said, he's not the only young guy. Another guy that stood out that has been standing has been Nate Chandler, defensive lineman for us. So, you know, we've got some number of young guys that we see some potential that have that kind of ability that you're looking for out of young players.